Psalm 119.
Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me, according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame.
Today's devotion. Pray for understanding to grasp and experience the richness and power of God's Word. In Psalm 119, the author uses 10 different words to refer to God's Word, allowing us to experience its great richness. In this passage, every verse contains a reference to God's Word. Your commandments, your word, your judgments, the word to your servant, your law, your precepts, your statutes, your law. In verse 73, the psalmist says that we are made and formed by God's hands, showing that He is our Creator. If we desire to know and understand God's word, we must depend on Him. The psalmist first prays for God to grant him understanding to comprehend and learn his word. This reminds us that when we read scripture, we must rely on God and ask him to give us wisdom and insight to speak to our hearts. The psalmist's prayer reflects his deep longing for God's word, his desire to understand and learn it. Verse 74 speaks of hope in God's word. This hope can also be understood as waiting for God's word, showing that the psalmist depends on and obeys God's word in his life, waiting for God to act. As he seeks understanding to learn God's word, he also lives it out in obedience. In verse 75, the psalmist praises the righteousness and faithfulness of God's word. He says, "In faithfulness you have afflicted me." Here, affliction carries the sense of God's discipline. God's discipline flows from His righteousness, faithfulness, and love. It leads His children to share in His holiness. Discipline is also an experience of God's faithful word, ultimately for our good. Therefore, the psalmist can praise the righteousness and faithfulness of God's word even through such experiences. In verses 76 to 77, the psalmist prays for God's unfailing love to comfort him according to his promise, and for God's mercy to give him life. God's steadfast love never ceases. Because of his mercy and love in Christ, we always have hope and comfort. All joy, comfort, and hope flow from the promises of God's word. When we seek and trust in God's word, we receive strength, comfort, and joy. In verses 78 to 80, the psalmist prays that he may continually meditate on God's precepts and that his heart may be blameless in God's statutes. This expresses his desire to obey God's law wholeheartedly, not merely outward obedience, but true obedience that flows from the heart. God's word is profoundly rich and powerful. Do we often experience God's love, joy, comfort, and hope through His Word? When we choose to obey and live according to God's Word, we, like the psalmist, will continually experience joy, comfort, and hope through it. Since God is our Creator and His steadfast love endures forever, we can pray to Him, asking Him to give us a hunger and understanding for His Word, that we may taste its sweetness and joy, understand and learn it deeply, and commit ourselves to obey it. Let us pray. Lord, please bless my time in your word. Grant me wisdom and understanding to comprehend it so that I may delight in reading scripture. Give me a heart that longs for your word and desires to hear you speak to me through it. Change my attitude. Grant me humility and a heart that hungers to know, obey, and experience your word more deeply. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.